The Western New York Coalition for the Homeless says there are now so few homeless they can be counted on the fingers of both hands, but they are out there, and there are a few new faces. With a code blue call, the special shelters opened last evening, the Hope Center, Harbor House, and St. Luke's Mission of Mercy, readying to make sure no one was out there in a vacant home, under a bridge, or in the bus station trying to sleep. Hope Center Director Joelle Tedeschi says no one should have been out last night.
There's some homeless who do have a substance abuse issue. There's homeless who have mental health disabilities, and there's homeless who are veterans. That doesn't make it make them any less worthy of needing this service. Our veterans especially do not need to be sleeping outside. No one with any type of disability, whether it be an addiction or mental health or physical, needs to be outside. No one, period, needs to be outside. So we don't need to justify it with a certain category. No human being should be outside tonight.
The Homeless Coalition has been pushing hard to get the homeless off the street and into housing, with a lot of success. At the Hope Center, Ronnie Williams is there to talk to homeless people, to persuade them they can get off the street and turn their lives around, as he did. He walked out of his family home after a fight and spent a year on the street before starting to turn things around at the city mission. He says some friends didn't make it and have disappeared. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.